Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Babies. Hallelujah. And these babies, we're looking at babies who are newborn to about 4 years old. They were born, and they're still being born, you know, during the pandemic. Amen. And so we have just seen some awesome things. Well, first, let me just say what people are saying is that these babies born during the pandemic are different. And some people are saying these babies have been here before. But God is saying this, Jeremiah 1 and 5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, before you were born, I set you apart. Hallelujah. And we just believe by his spirit that these babies are going to change the world. Amen. And so many of them are really doing things far beyond their years. But let me just go back for a second and, say what the Lord has really pointed out. These babies made it here. Okay, they made it here. They could have been aborted, easily aborted. Also, they made it through the pandemic. And so these are very, very special children. Of course, you know, all children are special. These are very special children. And the ones that we have heard about, and we've seen videos. Many people have been sending me videos, which is so cool to watch. I said one day we're going to do maybe more than one day, we'll start going on Google Meet so you can see some of these videos that I'm seeing because they are absolutely hilarious. Some of these babies who were, I saw some videos of newborn babies lifting up their head right after they were born. And one story that I've told before is a friend of mine who sent me a picture of her niece or her grandniece. And the baby was grabbing her mother's glasses off of her face. And I said, well, I thought you said the baby was just born. And I said, well, how old was the baby when she did that? And she said, 45 minutes old. And so for a baby to have hand-eye coordination enough, a newborn, I mean, maybe they could flail and hit the glasses, but, I mean, this baby grabbed the glasses off of her mother. Amen. So we've been seeing some things. People have some stories. We'll open up the lines in just a little bit and let you, if you have any anointed pandemic babies, if you have babies between newborn and 4 years old, they are anointed pandemic babies. Amen. If you'd like to share a story, go ahead and press your number one key, and we'll open up the lines in just a few moments. One of the things that I saw too was I saw a video of some twins. They looked like twins, and they were they couldn't have been no more than 2 or 3 years old. And there was a refrigerator, well, you know, those two-door side-by-side refrigerators. And these boys were climbing a refrigerator. I mean, it was amazing. So one would climb to the top of the refrigerator, come on down, and the other one would climb up come down. So they would take turns climbing up this refrigerator. And that reminds me also of I met a lady. I went on vacation to Myrtle Beach, and I was in the gym, and so she was pregnant, and so we struck up a conversation. And so she told me that, you know, she's pregnant, and she has a baby that's a little over a year old or maybe 2 years old. And so I said, oh, you have an anointed pandemic baby. And I said, you know, they're very different. They're doing things that are far beyond their years. And she said, yes, yes. She said her son, and this seems to be one of the characteristics, excuse me, of these anointed pandemic babies, is that they like to climb. They're climbers. And they're climbers with no fear. Not even a thought that anything could happen to them. They're just climbers. And so she said that her son goes on the jungle gym for, you know, ones that are older than him. But he wants to get on it, and he wants to climb in the most dangerous-looking parts, and he wants to do it all by himself, no help at all. And so I've seen some videos like that as well, that it's like they don't want any help, but they want to do things that are just beyond their years and, you know, just really kind of flat-out dangerous. But they don't know that it's dangerous because they don't have any fears. And so I told her, I said, you know what? I know I haven't met you before, but I've been praying for you. There's a group of us that pray for those who have anointed pandemic babies. And it just blessed her to hear that somebody's praying for her. And so to me, that was just a real case in point from the Lord that's what he wants us to do. You know, we don't have a lot of form, fashion, and show. God just told us to get together, talk about these anointed pandemic babies, make sure that we're praying for them, for the baby, and that we're praying for the parents as well. That's going to be very important. Amen. So I see Pastor Catherine has pressed her number one key. Pastor Catherine has anointed pandemic great-grandbabies. Her granddaughter has had 4 anointed pandemic babies, and her son has an anointed pandemic grandchild as well. And on top of that, in church, there are times that she's scheduled to teach the anointed pandemic baby. So welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. It's so good to be back again here to talk about the pandemic babies.
You're our resident expert.
Not really.
Well, you've been around them. You've been around a lot of them.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about one of my my great grandbabies. I think she is 2 years old, and I guess many of them, I guess they are doing things that, you know, some of the other babies do have done, but since you've been having this, I just kind of trying to been noticing things. But I did the two-year-old, when she comes into the children's church, it has to be somebody in there that she has seen before. So her grandmother is either her grandmother or myself, and I think there's another young lady that Davina. That's my daughter-in-law. If her grandmother or Davina or myself is not in there, she does not want to go in.
Wow. She has to know somebody that's in there.
She has to know someone that's in there. Uh-huh. And, but I think I've said this before, but it's bad repeating. But there was a time, I guess when she was about one, she was just kind of, all she wanted to do was stay in her mother's lap. Not her mother, but her grandmother. But now she's with the program now. She's with the routine. She's gotten with the routine now. She goes ahead of us now. Or she takes out, when it's time to take out the mat, she goes ahead of us. When I say it's cleanup time, she won't clean up, but she'll just start doing the next thing that we normally do. We'll either go play with other toys, or we'll put out the mat for praise and worship. And then there was another little boy. He had been in there several times, but I think these last couple of times he'd been in there, he was okay before his mother just had another baby. And he was always okay when they dropped him off. But the last few times they dropped him off, he pretends like he doesn't want to come in. And I think what he's doing, he's trying to manipulate his parents. So when he comes in, he was just a crying and trying to cling on to his mom. So once I said, come on, Bryson, come on now. So once he gets in the beginning, he's crying like he's really, really wants his mom. But then when I get him, he began to laugh, like he's saying, I was trying to get my mom. And then the other thing is my granddaughter, who is 4 years old, she knows exactly what she wants to wear every day. Now, her mom and her dad has told the older girl, Hadassah, to pick out her things and her clothes for her. She knows exactly what she wants to wear. And if they put out the wrong things for her, she'll tell them, I don't want to wear that.
Wow.
Because I can remember when my son, who is 41 years old, you know, when he was 4 years old, he could care less about what he wore. But she knows exactly what she wants to wear, whether she wants to wear pants and the color also. And her mom says she bought her a dress, I think, the other day, and she said, Mom, I don't like that color. She said, well, do you like the dress? She said, I like the dress, but I don't like that color. So...
Wow.
Those are my little stories for this week. And I just, my prayer is that, some of the things are kind of funny, but they won't be funny later on, you know.
Right.
And my prayer is that parents would really try to understand their children and not just kind of give in to everything that they want or want to do at this particular time. Because I can see some parents just kind of giving in to some things that they want, and they can be very manipulative at this particular time. So, in order to get their way.
Mm-hmm.
And so my prayer is that they will know, they will see some things that God has put on the inside of them and try to, build, kind of work with the child around that, but not just let them take control of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you go ahead and make that a prayer?
Sounds good. Yes. So, Father, we just come in the name of Jesus tonight, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for all of the babies, the pandemic babies. We thank you, Lord God, for the purpose and plan that you got for each one of them. We thank you, first of all, Lord, for their parents who decided to have them, who decided, Lord God, not to abort them.
Yes.
And so we just want to thank you for that decision that they placed in their heart, that they do want their children. Thank you. And then we just pray, Lord God, right now for these children, Lord God, that the things, the wise things that you put in their hearts that is going to be used for you and for your glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that there are going to be many things that's going to come from this era of babies, Lord. And so, Father, we lift them up before you right now. We ask for your divine protection over them. We ask for divine protection, Lord, as the parents raise them up in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And even as they see some things that they've never seen in their other children, we pray, Lord God, that they won't just let that take control, but that, Lord God, that you will give them wisdom. Give them, Lord God, discernment and knowing what to do and how to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We just give you glory. We give you praises, Lord God, for touching each one of the parents' heart at this time, Lord God. And as the child, as the children are getting wiser, we pray, Lord God, for more wisdom that you have in store producing in the parents at this particular time. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We just want to say thank you once again, Lord God, for all of the fivefold ministries that's going to come out from these children. We even thank you for revival, Lord God, because of the wisdom that you place on the inside. We thank you, Lord God, for just a worldwide revival, because not only, Lord God, are they wise, but there are some that are going through some things that we've never gone through before. And so, Father, we just lifting them all up before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for covering them and protecting each one like never before in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. These are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the future. Right
Amen.
Now and of the future. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That was good. For those who just joined the line, that was Pastor Catherine, who is, we call her our resident expert. She has a granddaughter who's an anointed pandemic baby, and she has four great-grandchildren who are anointed pandemic babies. Amen. Amen. And she teaches Sunday school, teaches sometimes when she teaches Sunday school, she has the anointed pandemic babies. Amen. So I call her a resident expert. Amen. Amen. So she was just sharing with us the things that she has observed. And as she observes, then, you know, she'll come back and let us know, and we'll know what's going on with these babies. Amen. I remember you were saying about your granddaughter, how she's very into what color she's wearing. You also told a story once about your great-grandson who on Resurrection Sunday, everybody was wearing yellow, and he did not want to wear yellow.
Right.
He was so serious. So,
amen.
And his mother, well, they ended up, what, putting a blue jacket on top of his yellow shirt.
Yes,
and that's the only way he could make it. So,
and I also
so
there, believe,
mm-hmm.
Is my line still open?
Yeah, yes. I hear you.
Yes, and I forgot about my, I also believe, now she's not in the children's church yet, because she has to be one. But she's not one yet. But she has to sit in the regular service with her mom. And one of the things that every time my son is preaching, every now and then it's like she'll say, "Hey, hey," and he'll say, "That's I forgot. Lord, I can't even remember my baby name."
Alani.
Alani, yeah. That's right. Like you say, that's right, Alani. It's like she's responding to what he's saying. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, that makes me think about Minister Rachel's grandson.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, when we have praying in tongues Tuesday, he's going to town with us.
Wow, he sure is.
And,
yeah.
And he's just a little bit over a year. So his first language may be speaking in tongues. Amen. So and you know what I thought about, well, I was going to say, for those who just joined us, if you have a anointed pandemic baby story that you want to share with us, press your number one key. And, you know, you can share that with us. We would love to have you share that with us. Or if the Lord has a prayer on your heart for the parents, of these babies or for the baby, you can go ahead and press your number one key and we'll open up the line for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So yeah, we're probably just on for a little bit tonight. We're not going to stay on very long, but we wanted to make sure we got some prayers out for the babies and for their parents. And thank you, Pastor Catherine, for praying tonight. What I wanted to say that God is doing something for these babies, and I know that he's providing for them. I was very blessed recently. One of my relatives is the CEO of an organization called Parents as Teachers. And it's an organization that's around the world. And they were just given a grant of like $7 million. And this organization, as far as I know about this organization, is that it helps parents who actually, they even work with parents that are pregnant. You know, to help them during their pregnancy, and then the early years of the child, to prepare the child to be able to do well in school. And so they basically train the parents to be the teachers of their own children. So it's called Parents as Teachers. You can look that up. But, you know, I just said, you know, when I heard about that, I saw a little interview that she did where when she was, her organization was granted that money, and it was like, you know, it was like, God, look at you. You want these pandemic babies to be helped in such a way that you will help this organization to have the funds to be able to help these parents to be the teachers of their children. Amen. That is just an awesome thing to see. God does confirm his word. He confirms, you know, what he's doing. Those who have eyes to see will see, and ears to hear will hear. Amen. Amen. So any other comments? I'll tell you what, I'm just going to open up everyone's line for a few moments. If you have any comments, you can make those comments, questions, prayer requests, or you want to talk about any anointed pandemic babies. Make sure you mute your line if you don't want to say anything. Otherwise, we hear what you're saying and we're recording it as well. Did I hear something? Amen.
I would like, Apostle, I would like for us to pray for, I was trying to, there is a pandemic baby, and I think her name is Velma. She had to have a heart transplant.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say, I was trying to find the text here. I want to say she is, I want to say she's 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to, they have to keep her sedated for, I think, another day.
Okay.
I think she's 4 years old. I can't find the text here.
Okay, well, we'll pray.
Okay.
Amen. So, Father, we join our faith together right now to pray for this baby, this anointed pandemic baby, and her parents as well. In the name of Jesus, as they go through this to prepare for a heart transplant. Lord God, we also pray for the child whose heart is going to be transplanted. We pray for that family because that means that child is no longer here. So we pray for both families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we lift up the doctors to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that they will, that their hands and the procedures, everything that they do goes beyond their education, beyond their experience, and that you just take over in the name of Jesus and then do exceeding abundantly above all they could ask, think, or even imagine. And we thank you, Lord God. We do know someone, one of our cousins, had a heart transplant over 20 years ago and is still alive and well. And so I know that technically speaking, there's been a lot of changes since then. But most of all, we know who brought her through, and that's you. And so, Lord God, we thank you for, as you have brought our cousin through a heart transplant, that you bring this child through as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And I'm sorry, her name is Valerie. The little baby, her name is Valerie.
Okay, Valerie. Okay. Amen. Well, when you find out anything about Valerie, let us know about it.
Yeah, I sure will. I sure will.
Amen. Reverend Treva, did you want to say anything?
Yes. I sent you an Instagram post about a little girl, a little boy. It was a toddler. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy, but the toddler was 2 years old and had a hole in their sock and was sewing it. The mother caught the baby.
I saw that.
At 2 years old.
Yeah, oh, she was doing a good job too, wasn't she?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, so that wow. These little kids. God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Amen.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you.
Amen. Thanks.
Amen.
You know, I'm really gonna have to do my homework. I know that it's very possible to do Get 'em Radio and Google Meet at the same time to simulcast, and so we could sit here and look at a few videos together and laugh together as we look at these beautiful anointed pandemic babies. So y'all pray for me that I can work on that and that we can do it. But that's what's on my heart, to put that together so we can look together. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. And thank you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. All right. So, we thank God for what he's doing with these babies, with their parents. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for covering them right now in Jesus' name. We claim them all as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will not be numbered among those children who are finding guns and shooting themselves or shooting someone else. We thank you, Lord God, that they will get to know you as their Lord and Savior early in their years and walk in the purpose and the plan that you have preordained for them to walk in. Hallelujah, because we know, according to Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans that you have for them, and it's good. It's for good, and it's not for evil, and it shall come to an expected end. And so we thank you right now, Lord God, that these babies, hallelujah, are saved, each and every one of them, and that they are walking and the things of God, and have a deep desire for you, Lord God, and for the things of God, and that they even walk in the supernatural by your spirit, by the word of God. We thank you for even teaching the parents, showing the parents how to train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when these children are old, they will not depart from it. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for doing exceeding abundantly above for all of these future apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Glory, hallelujah. And then, Lord God, if their parents don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that the parents will be saved as well. Hallelujah, and can hear from you to guide their children through. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And so if you're listening right now, if you're the parent of a pandemic baby, or if you're even a baby and you're listening to this, and you don't know if you're saved, but you believe in Jesus, and you want to be saved. John 3:16 says this in the Bible: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And that's what God wants us to do, have everlasting life. He so loves us, the whole world. He knows everything we think, all our intentions, motives, and emotions, and he still loves us, so loves us. And then Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So we want to pray a prayer with you. That's confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. And we want to pray with you right now to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And so we just thank God right now. That simple prayer was the difference between eternal life and eternal damnation. You have stepped into eternal life. And we want to welcome you as a child of God. Hallelujah. As a part of the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. And we want to pray over you right now. Lord, we ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to walk right, power to live right, power to do right. Power to read the word of God and to understand it as they read it. And then, Lord, power to even pray in their very own prayer language. Thank you, Lord God. Release their prayer language like rivers of living water out of their bellies right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We thank you for it now, Lord God. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. You can go to any Bible-believing, Bible-based church and learn and grow. And so we want to invite you because we are Bible-believing, Bible-based ministry, amen, including a church. And so we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. God has put this together. He told us what to do, and that's what we're doing. So the way that you can connect with us is to call 516-418-5699, 516-418-5699. And here are the broadcasts. Well, tomorrow night is our Thursday edition of God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio. And it's going to be the end of our Wise Fathers Month. And so our guest on tomorrow night will be Minister Mike Sims. His wife is a good friend of ours, and she's been on Get 'Em Radio several times. And her name is Evangelist Janie Sims. And so, and we've been around Minister Mike before. We've gone out of town with them before and everything. And he's such a wonderful man of God. So he has a lot of wisdom to share with us about being a father. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday, June the 29th. 9 p.m. Central, that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Now, this broadcast is our Wednesday broadcast. And we will be back again with the Anointed Pandemic Babies on the fourth Wednesday of July. And that's going to be July the 26th is when we'll be back. July 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So bring your Anointed Pandemic Baby stories with you. And who knows, maybe we'll simulcast so we can look at them on YouTube together for a little while during the broadcast. But also, I know that you all are praying people. So continue to pray over the Anointed Pandemic Babies and to pray over their parents as well. Hallelujah. They have a place in this world. They have a purpose and a plan. And our prayers together, hallelujah, will cause things to come to pass by God's Spirit. Amen. So the next one will be Wednesday, July the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, we have another broadcast on Wednesdays. So make sure you mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Our healing broadcast. It's called Prophetic Healing with our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And that will be Wednesday, July the 12th, the second Wednesday in July, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So tell your friends and your family about it. People are getting healed on these broadcasts. And we've been doing this for years now, and God keeps showing up, and we're so glad about it. Hallelujah. Just praising his holy name. So join us. Amen. And then let's go on to Sunday. I kind of did this a little backwards today, but that's okay. On Sundays, every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. And the first Sunday of the month is so special to us. We have communion on that day. So you bring your communion elements, bring your cracker, your bread, bring water or juice, and we'll all have communion together. Also, that's the day that we have our tag team preaching. So we have ones who come on, and you can just come on that day, and you can tag team preach too. Amen. 5 minutes. So if you want, you can have a topic, a scripture, and preach about it for 5 minutes. You can also read out of your devotional for 5 minutes or do a scripture shower, the different scriptures that God has laid on your heart, and say those for 5 minutes. And if there's a song that you see on YouTube that you would like us to play and you tell us why you like that song, you know, if it's giving glory to God, that's what we want to hear. And so you can just let me know by about Friday, Saturday at the latest, send me a text with a link of that YouTube song, and we'll queue it up. We'll have it queued up for Sunday. Amen. So that's what we're doing on this Sunday, July the 2nd, the first Sunday in July. Amen. On Mondays, that's our Bible teaching. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Amen. And so every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Amen. So, and then So once again, on Mondays, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. And we pray in tongues on Tuesday. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people call in and volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And God just, he's just revealing himself in such an awesome way. We've been learning things. We've been getting confirmations of what God is telling us. As we listen, it has been awesome. So please join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So unless anyone has anything else to say, we'll open the lines real quick. And if you want to say anything, your line will be open. So if you don't want to say anything, make sure that you mute your line because we can hear you, and you'll be recorded as well. So does anyone want to make any comments about these anointed pandemic babies? Or if you have a prayer for them or their parents? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. And I was saying earlier that, and I see you, Sister Debbie. I know you're around some anointed pandemic babies. So if you have anything that you want to share, you can let us share. You can share with us about that, you know, either now or any time. That's what we're doing here. On this broadcast is sharing about the anointed pandemic babies. We're praying for their parents and for them as well. Amen. So as we get ready to go tonight, Sister Debbie, if you had anything you wanted to say, I'll give you a moment here. Did you want to say anything, Sister Debbie? Amen. Okay. Yeah, I know sometimes you have your grandchildren over. So tonight, with Jesus loves the little children. Amen.